This is Your Tour. And we're going to feature live tracks and concert recollections spanning every era and every genre. And we'll begin in 1972 with one of the most explosive acts of its time.
All right, so here's the sort of thing that makes Austin City Limits, you know, such a blast to get an opportunity to do, all right? This is Shawn Marshall. She goes by the moniker Cat Power. Come on, everybody, Cat Power. So we're going to do a song that I think was on their very, was it their very first album, their second album? Second album, Black Sabbath's War Pigs. All right, so I know some of you guys you're probably wondering, what about the blood? Right? Come on.
Hey, wait, where's the blood? Please, it's War Pigs by Black Sabbath. generals gather in their masses. Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. So surrender death to come destruction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning the brainwashed mind. Oh, look at me. We'll be right back.
And we opened our inaugural Your Tour with the Hammer of the Gods, otherwise known as Led Zeppelin, an Immigrant Song. And that happens to be the first song I ever heard at a live rock concert. And then we visited Austin City Limits for a cover of Ozzy's War Pigs by Flaming Lips with some help from Cat Power. And then Black Sabbath and the late, great Ozzy followed with Paranoid. Now, I did say we're going to, you know, span every genre and every era. But for this first show, maybe even as an homage to Ozzy, we're going to rock out some. And we're going to keep the rock going. But this time we're going to fast forward 5 decades to hear a new rock voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, McGee.
And yes, that was McGee from last November, Saturday Night Live. And if you're like me, you might sometimes read a review of somebody you're completely unfamiliar with and then go, I'm going to check that guy out or that gal out or that band out. And this time I read an article in the New Yorker magazine, of all places. It was about McGee. And it read as follows. His music sometimes reminds me of the disorientation that comes from scrolling Instagram for a little too long, easing into a degraded sense of what is real and what is fantasy, of who you are and what you want. McGee is interested in interrogating those odd, transitory, dissociative states, the moments in which we are deeply unmoored and aesthetically adrift. Something about it forces a person to consider her own catastrophic over-reliance on technology, and to choose peace. And here's a relatively new artist who chooses peace.
This one's called War Isn't Murder. Thanks for having me, y'all. Thanks, David. Thanks, John. War isn't murder. Good men don't die. Children don't starve and all the women survive. War isn't murder. That's what they say when you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War isn't murder. They're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but the children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Hell, even Kushner agrees it's good or real estate. War isn't murder, ask Netanyahu. He's got a psalm for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. If war isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow and they rot. And the flies don't swarm and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, when you vacation the strip, try not and think about the dead and have a nice trip. War isn't murder, we should all give thanks. I saw it on a movie, give it up for Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor. And the bullets they fire ain't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right. But the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder. Thanks a lot, y'all. I appreciate it.
Take off. Oh, no. The enemy to all.
So a couple of anti-war tracks in different directions. We just heard Edwin Starr's War. You know, what is it good for? And Jesse Wells proceeded with War Isn't Murder from last year's Farm Aid Benefit Concert. And by the way, Jesse was just at Newport, and it seemed like he really, really was on fire. And our next artist is one of those who, when you see her live, kind of sets her audience on fire.
All right, everybody, we're back. My next guest tonight is a real do-it-yourself success story. She has sold more than 500,000 records on her own independent label and is currently on a tour which includes 2 sold-out shows this week at the Beacon Theater right here in New York City. Check them out. I have this feeling those people are going, yeah. Her latest album is called Dilate, and it is a real pleasure to welcome Ani DeFranco.
Thank you.
You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton, and we just celebrated 20 years on the air. And this all-volunteer station, we have an array of fascinating and entertaining and unique music and talk shows throughout the week. And if you haven't already, just go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out our cool offerings. You're bound to find some stuff you really like. And before the station ID, we just heard Ani DeFranco with a live version of Shameless from 1996. And here we are 29 years later, and Ani is still bringing it. She'll be performing next Wednesday at the Treehouse Brewing Company Summer Stage in Deerfield, Mass., which is, of course, sold out. Next, we have a concert recording from a very unlikely venue, the Watsonville, California High School football field.
Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Silos. ¿Por qué no? Recorded live in the studios of KCRW about 40 years ago. And we opened the pairing with a recording from Sunday afternoon, November 26, 1989, at the Watsonville High School. Yes, Los Lobos crushed La Bamba at a fundraiser. And it was a show that also featured Bonnie Raitt and Steve Earle, Sammy Hagar, many, many others to raise money for victims of the Loma Prieta earthquake. The cost per ticket? $5. But it was streamed, and that's how they raised over $1 million for the earthquake victims. You know, local musician John Michaels, who's an excellent jazz guitarist and singer-songwriter, recalled seeing Los Lobos for the first time. And I quote from John, Back in 1985, I couldn't stop playing Los Lobos' first full-length album, How Will the Wolf Survive? It seemed to inject a missing element in music from that era, and that was authenticity. I found out in April of that year that they would be playing at a new club north of the city. And it turns out that Los Lobos were on fire that night. It seemed like this music was an elixir to everyone present. The band brought the music well over top, beyond the Spinal Tap level 11 zone, and came back for an encore. And that encore was La Bamba. Now, keep in mind that it would be 2 years before their cover version would be a big hit. I simply thought the roof was going to come off the place as they lit into that opening riff. The show remains to this day on my top 10 list of favorite shows of all time, which speaks to the commitment and sincerity that they bring to every performance and to the happiness they bring to their audience time after time.
Hey! Are you ready to dance? Do you want to dance in over my head? Tell me, maybe if you do the name of the band. Do you want to dance in the head? Want to dance in the moon? Tell me, maybe I'll do the night of the band. Do you want to dance in the head? Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance? Do you want to dance in the head?
Sundays from 4 to 6, please join Adam on the Air for Metal Education. Each week we'll delve into a different area of the genre, take requests, and generally cause mayhem, and enjoy our Sunday school. That's WXOJ-FM, Metal Education with Adam on the Air, every Sunday. See you there.
Yeah.
And from Greenfield, Massachusetts, Stone Coyotes, Hammer on the Nail. And they followed a band that must have been an obvious influence to them, the Ramones. Do You Want to Dance? Well, there's going to be some dancing at the Arcadia Folk Fest this Saturday. And here's an artist who will be on the main stage at 2:30, Amy Helm.
Been gone for so long, had to be so strong.
words and music. Every Sunday at noon, featuring some serious songs that connect. They're going to be written by pop poets and literary lyricists, classics from every era and genre, along with some hidden treasures. Dive in with your host, Dave Mattalone, to Tunes, where words matter. And yes, I actually do have another program on Valley Free Radio. It is Words and Music. It is on Sundays at noon. Check it out. In the meantime, we hope you enjoyed our inaugural Your Tour, where we just heard Amy Helms' Rescue Me, recorded at Audio Tree. And we're going to have her late father cap the show with a classic. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Thursday, hopefully.
Just Thank you.